Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Carrie.
In today's lesson, we're going to be talking about food. What's your favorite food, Carrie?
我最喜欢的食物真的是很多，但只要有 cheese, 或者是 pizza, burger, 或者是辣得很爽口的 Thai food, spicy hot pot, 麻辣锅都是我的最爱，光是想到就非常饿。How about you, Pat?
You're making me hungry. I'd say my favorite food is Indian food,
wow.
or curry. But I like lots of Taiwanese food as well.When I first came here, I couldn't believe how good everything tasted.
没错，我也有很多的外国朋友一来到台湾就没有办法抗拒台湾美食的诱惑。
Now, the foods we're going to talk about today are not foods that you can buy in a restaurant. They're not meals. They're things you grow on trees or in the ground. You could buy them at a farmer's market or in the supermarket.They're fruits and vegetables.
没错，待会我们要谈到的食物呢，不是我们可以在美食节目啊，或是餐厅买到的美食佳肴，而是那些长在树上、土生土长的，在传统市场、超级市场才买得到的水果跟蔬菜。
Okay, so for today's words, we're going to look at five different kinds of fruit. So let's begin today's lesson.
现在就跟我们一起来学习五种不同的水果吧。
Fruit and vegetables. Wax apple.
Wax apple.
The wax apples my grandfather grows taste very sweet.
The wax apples my grandfather grows taste very sweet.
Mango.
Mango.
Dried mangoes are a very popular snack.
Dried mangoes are a very popular snack.
Dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit.
Many buffets in Taiwan serve dragon fruits.
Many buffets in Taiwan serve dragon fruits.
Coconut.
Coconut.
You can buy some coconut water to cool yourself down.
You can buy some coconut water to cool yourself down.
Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Mom bought some kiwi because it's good for our health.
Mom bought some kiwi because it's good for our health.
So today we're talking about fruits. Fruits usually taste either sweet or sour. There are so many fruits in the world that we could spend this whole class just reading their names in a list. Instead, we're going to introduce five of the ones you might not know the names for in English.
没错，今天我们要谈的呢是水果。那呢，水果总是吃起来酸酸甜甜。这边我们要补充一个字是 taste， 这个字呢是品尝或者是吃的意思。你可以说 it tastes， 然后你可以加形容词，例如说 it tastes sweet， 吃起来甜甜的，或者是你可以加 taste 加上 like， 后面可以形容说它吃起来像什么东西。For example， it tastes like an apple， 它吃起来像苹果一样的这样子的用法。那今天呢，我们要介绍的就是五种大家可能非常熟悉却不知道它英文名字的水果。
嗯哼。So, our first word is wax apple, W-A-X-A-P-P-L-E, wax apple. So, wax apples are fruits that look kind of like a bell, I
yes.
guess. They can appear in a few different colors. Some are white, others are green or red, and some can even be dark red or purple. So dark that they almost look black,
yes.
right?Okay, they are often the same color as apples, but they don't taste or smell like apples at all.
Not at all. 第一个单字我们要学到的 wax apple, 其实它就是我们常说的莲雾。它看起来有点像铃铛，所以有的时候有些人会说它是 bell fruit, 也会这样子来翻译。虽然它呢被叫做 wax apple, 好像是打蜡过的苹果，但其实味道是完全跟苹果不一样的。
Here's an example sentence. The wax apples my grandfather grows taste very sweet.
刚刚的例句是说，我爷爷种的莲雾尝起来是非常的甜的。
Mm-hmm. The next fruit is one that's very sweet and tasty. It's a mango. M-A-N-G-O. Mango. Now, when you talk about more than one mango, so two or three, you say mangoes. But there are two spellings. One just adds an S. Mangoes. M-A-N-G-O-S. But you can also spell it with an E-S. Mangoes. M-A-N-G-O-E-S. But both are okay.
刚刚我们谈到的那个水果就是最美味香甜的芒果。那刚刚 Pat 解释到，就是说芒果的单数当然我们就会说 mango， 但是当复数的时候你可以有两种选择， either 加 s 或者是加 es， 两种用法都是 OK 的。
Mm-hmm. Now mangoes grow in hot countries and they are one of the most popular fruits in the world. They can be eaten fresh、
yes.
but they are also very popular as a dried snackThey're also a good ingredient in many dishes and drinks, like、mango green tea, right?
Yeah.
You can get green mangoes as well as the yellow-orange ones.
没错，夏天最红的水果真的就是芒果了。芒果主要是生长在热带的国家，其实它在全世界都非常的受欢迎。那除了我们当新鲜水果吃之外，芒果干啦、青芒果啦、熟透透的黄芒果啦，都是非常美味好吃的。
Here's a sentence. Dried mangoes are a very popular snack.
所以呢，例句你就可以说，芒果干 dried mangoes 是一个非常受欢迎的零嘴哦。
So let's move on to our next fruit.
Sure.
This one has a few different names, but in English, we call it the dragon fruit. So dragon, D-R-A-G-O-N, fruit,F-R-U-I-T, so dragon fruit.
接下来的这个水果 dragon fruit 听起来像是龙的水果，其实它就是我们耳熟能详的火龙果。
Mm-hmm. So that's like red dragon fruit,
yeah.
right? Okay. I think this is because dragon fruits are usually red with some green bits coming off it. And they kind of look like a ball of fire, like、
yeah.
a dragon is breathing it out.
Yes.
However,The inside is white with little black seeds. These seeds make the fruit a little crunchy to eat. But you have to chew the seeds before you can swallow them.
没错，其实它这样子命名就是因为我们看到火龙果就是红彤彤一颗像火球一样，那上面有一块一块绿色的角凸在上面，真的很像一个火球，所以它就叫做 dragon fruits。但是呢，我们都吃过的人都知道，里面的是白色的果肉掺杂着黑色的籽籽，所以你每一口都要一直咬，一直咬，要适应一下口感就是了。
So here's an example sentence. Many buffets in Taiwan serve dragon fruits.
这个例句是说呢 ，buffet 就是自助餐，很多的自助餐呢在台湾都会供应火龙果的。
Next up is the coconut. C-O-C-O-N-U-T. Coconut.These are brown and hairy on the outside, but the fruit inside is white, and there is also water inside.
接下来的水果是 coconut， 大家应该非常熟悉的，就是椰子。外面是咖啡色毛毛的外壳，里面有养颜美容的椰子汁跟白色的果肉。
Now I really love coconut ice cream. It's probably、
yes.
my favorite flavor.But coconuts are also very useful. The fruit part can be eaten. The inside parts can be made into milk, cream, or oil, and they can be used for cooking. And they can also be used to make soap and other similar products. And the hard outside, which we call the shell, S-H-E-L-L, shell, they can be used for many things,from building houses to being a big cup for you to drink out of.
Okay, 刚刚呢 Pat 提到 Coconut, 椰子是一个非常 useful 的水果。Use 这个字是使用，加上 ful 我们变成是形容词，就是代表它有很多的用途。它就是说它可以拿来吃啦，也可以做成椰子料理用的椰奶啦、奶油啦，各种东西都可以被它来运用。甚至它的外壳呢，小则可以让你当做甜美椰汁的大杯子，大则还可以来建造房屋哦。
For example, you can buy some coconut water.To cool yourself down.
这个例句是说啊，你就可以在夏天买一些椰子水啦，来消消暑咯。
Okay, so our last fruit is also hairy on the outside, like hair. Okay, it's a kiwi, K-I-W-I, kiwi. And these are also called kiwi fruits, K-I-W-I-F-R-U-I-T-S.In some places, this is one long word, the whole thing, kiwi fruits. But in other countries, they say it as two words, kiwi fruits. The outside is a kind of like greenish brown, but the inside is bright green with black seeds and a golden yellow bit in the middle.
最后一个我们谈到的水果 kiwi 其实就是奇异果，广告上应该常看到吧、啊、有的时候我们也会叫它 kiwi fruits， 有的地方呢会把它合并成一个很长的单字 kiwi fruits， 有的地方会把它分开来说，是因地而异的。那它的外观都很熟悉啦，咖啡色的，毛毛的，里面也是一样是绿色的果肉，有黑色的籽籽。
It wasn't always called a kiwi fruit, did you know that?
Yeah,
you
I heard of that.
Okay, well, in fact, it was given the name in 1959 when it was named after the kiwi, which is the national bird of New Zealand. Both of these are small, brown, and furry. Growing kiwi fruit is big business in New Zealand.
刚刚 Pat 是说啊，奇异果的命名史是在1959年，在纽西兰的时候呢，有一种小小的果鸟，它就是一样跟 kiwi 奇异果一样，有着咖啡色的毛茸茸的外观。那在纽西兰呢，奇异果的产值也是不容小觑的哦。
So here's a sentence. Mom bought some kiwi because it's good for our health.
所以刚刚的例句是说呢，妈妈买了些奇异果，因为奇异果对我们的健康是非常好的。
Okay, that's the last of our fruits. So now it's time to end the lesson.Okay, today we've learned about 5 fruits. So, Carrie, what is your favorite fruit?
我最喜欢的水果其实就是芒果 ,mango, and 奇异果 ,kiwi. 只不过芒果的热量有点高 ,the calories, 不是很 friendly.、
Okay.
How about you, Pat?
Well, I like mangoes a lot, and pineapples、
oh, yeah.
as well, fongli, right?
Yes, fongli.
Pineapples, when I came to Taiwan, I couldn't believe how juicy and sweet the pineapples were.
Yeah.
I also like strawberries a lot.
没错，台湾盛产的牛奶凤梨真的是超级好吃，草莓也是非常的美味。
My parents have quite a big garden in England, and they have a strawberry bush there. And my mum, she also grows apples and pears, a few different kinds of berries, and we used to have a cherry tree as well, but it got too old, so they had to cut it down.
天哪，原来 Pat 的父母在英国居然有花园里就有种草莓跟苹果跟梨子啊，真是让人家羡慕哎。
Okay, so that's all for today, but tomorrow we're going to be talking about vegetables. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's kind of you to spend extra time with me.
It's kind of you to spend extra time with me.
Hello, 我是 Buffy.欢迎大家来到 A Plus 小聚会欢唱时间。当你孤单，你会想起谁？你想不想找个人来陪？是的，当你感到孤单寂寞，功课考试太多，工作业绩压力过重，是不是都会想要找人陪你，或者是倾诉你的情绪呢？其实啊，适当宣泄情绪是健康的，有心事闷着不说，可是会生病的哦。但重点是利用完对方啊、哦，我是说当你抒发完之后记得要跟对方说 It's kind of you to spend extra time with me 你人真好还特别抽空陪我 听我发牢骚之类的。句子中的 spend 是动词，表示花时间做某事的意思。那 extra 呢，是形容词，表示额外的，外加的。 OK, now please repeat the sentence after me. It's kind of you to spend extra time with me. Great! 英文就是要说才会进步嘛，欢乐的时光总是过得特别快。今天的小聚会又到尾声了，不要太想我，想想今天学到的句子吧，赶快再复习一次咯。 A Plus 小聚会， See you soon.
It's kind of you to spend extra time with me.
It's kind of you to spend extra time with me.
Tic Tac.
Oh, 到了月底 I have no money.
哦，你不要过开钱啊， get money, get money, 你要偶赚钱啊。
阿嬷，你是说赚钱啊，不能用 gain 呢。
一般我们用 gain 这个动词是指获得，不过要注意的是哦，我们不可以用 gain 来表示获得这个酬劳或是某金额哦，所以它后面不能直接接 money。 Gain means to get something usefulBut we cannot use gain to mean get money for work you do. 所以常常 gain 我们是用来表示呢，这个像是获得支持啦， gain support. Support 的拼法是 support， 或是受欢迎啦， gain popularity， popularity. 还有呢，像是 gain a good reputation， 获得好的名誉 reputation。reputation, 还有呢，这个要得到权力就是 gain control or gain power. 那造个句子好了，像那天我的学生问我说，如何在演讲比赛展现 confidence, 信心呢？我就说啦， you can gain confidence from practicing in front of your friends. You can gain confidence from practicing in front of your friends.你可以从这个在朋友面前练习而获得 confidence, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E。 不过呢，如果要表示赚多少钱，我们刚刚有提到不能用 gain, 那用什么呢？要用 earn or make 动词哦。因此呢，赚钱我们就要用 earn money or make money。 比方说 some actors don't earn a lot of money, some actorsDon't earn a lot of money. 好像有些演员他的钱其实赚的还不多。另外呢，我再来比较 gain 跟 earn 哦。其实刚刚有提到 gain 的这个获得是比较有着取得这样的意思哦。而 earn 呢，它在不同的情况之下还有指的更正面的意思哦。像是它有博得、赢得这样的意思。我们来比较两个的例句会比较清楚。如果说 the manager gained people's respect,只有单纯的那个经理得到人们的尊重，可是如果你用 the manager earned people's respect, 则是有加强他可能是因为付出很多啦，或者是他对人很好，因此而博得人们的尊重。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以呢，赚钱千万不要用动词 gain。 OK, gain 是比较用来表示获得支持或是经验这样子的意思，像是 gain support。 那赚钱的话我们就直接说 earn money 或者是 make money 都可以哦。
Fruit and vegetables.
Wax apple.
Wax apple.
The wax apples my grandfather grows taste very sweet
The wax apples my grandfather grows taste very sweet.
Mango.
Mango.
Dried mangoes are a very popular snack.
Dried mangoes are a very popular snack.
Dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit.
Many buffets in Taiwan serve dragon fruits.
Many buffets in Taiwan serve dragon fruits.
Coconut.
Coconut.
You can buy some coconut water to cool yourself down.
You can buy some coconut water to cool yourself down.
Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Mom bought some kiwi because it's good for our health.
Mom bought some kiwi because it's good for our health.